on your local station, Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Ballito. And if you've been flicking that switch and no lights have been coming on, particularly if you're in the Salt Rock Sheffield side of town on the Dolphin Coast, much frustration and a lot of very irate local residents trying to get answers as to what's happening with an extended electricity outage. Definitely this is not load shedding. Now going on, I believe, almost approaching 48 hours. And to try and find out what the story is and where the light at the end of the tunnel can be found, in the studio with me right now for an update on the community electricity woes, I've got your local Ward 22 councillor Privy Mucken in the house for a chat on Radio Life and Style. Privy, welcome to you on a Friday, and thanks for coming in to give us an update from the scene, as it were. How are you today?
Good morning, Mike, and good morning to the listeners of 88 FM. Yeah, I'm not feeling very strong today, hey? It's a pretty untenable situation.
Sure. I mean, the levels of anger and frustration, I mean, we had a gentleman popping into the studio this morning, and apparently from an electrical background, and he was saying, have you got any information? Who can tell us what's going on? And, you know, in his perspective of the procedure that should have been followed, has it been followed? Well, let's try and get a handle on what we know, and take us through the events that have led up to this outage, Privy. What's at the root cause of the whole thing?
Mike, so certainly the anger and the frustration of the community is completely justified and warranted. So contextualize it, the electricity in parts of Salt Rock and the Sheffield area went out on Wednesday at around 3 p.m. And it was touted that there was an a cable fault in the vicinity of the Sheffield informal settlement. Now, for those of the listeners that know the Sheffield informal settlement, it's been a very controversial area and a very controversial project for a number of years, because it is an informal settlement, and there was a number of illegal invasions and all of that had been happening there, but in addition to that, illegal electricity connections. What the Provincial Department of Human Settlements did probably about a year ago, together with the local municipality, was there was an application made to upgrade the informal settlement, so to provide a basic level of service.
Okay.
And that is currently underway, so there are contractors on site excavating to create roads. And that is what has impacted this electricity outage. So the contractor that's currently working on site has damaged an 11 kV electricity cable in four different places. And initially, the municipal electricity contractors didn't know that it was in four different places. They thought it was two, and now they've realized that it's actually four different places.
So four different faults on that crucial 11 kVA electrical umbilical cord. And the delay now that has exacerbated frustrations comes from the fact that contractor was deployed to remedy the fault, did repairs, but didn't do the full four broken points on the cable. So repaired two out of the four, three out of the four, and then what happened?
So I think there's a number of complexities to it, Mike. And, you know, I think it goes back to a discussion you and I had in April this year, when my ward suffered a four-day electricity outage. And we spoke specifically around communication.
Yeah.
And the way local government are not communicating in a credible manner with communities. And the end result of that is that ward councillors are on the receiving end. We are not the technical experts, so we are not in a position to give technical feedback in terms of what the actual issue is. But with this specific outage, I have subsequently learned that the contractor, so a municipal appointed electricity contractor, who is part of a panel of contractors, came out to site and conducted repairs over the last 1.5 days. And this morning at 6 o'clock, before he could conduct the fourth repair, had left site to ensure that his team was going to get a bit of rest before they could come back and complete repairs to the fourth cable, which in my view is completely unacceptable.
Wow. Well, I can understand that once that news started to get out, that the tempers on the local community front would have been at boiling point. And absolutely, I mean, you can't have an essential amenity like electricity being extended, delay in terms of repairs being made based on the fact that guys are feeling a bit tired. I mean, this is where we're at right now. Is the fourth fault spot, has it been identified, and are repairs underway at present?
Yes. So the fourth fault, like I said, was identified. Repairs should have been undertaken throughout the night when they were doing the third joint or the third cable fault. But that didn't happen, and they are currently on site excavating and undertaking repairs as we speak. But Mike, I think, you know, this whole scenario questions quite a lot, and I think there's a lot of reviews and discussions that need to happen going forward in terms of how bureaucratic red tape is impacting the delivery of basic services to communities. And you know, the Constitution is very, very clear in terms of the mandate of local government and their specific role in providing a reliable level of electricity supply, which currently is not happening.
So, firstly, let's just try and find a little light at the end of the tunnel here. As it stands, does it look like electricity will be restored to Salt Rock Sheffield at some point today?
You know, like I said, electricity is very, very complex.
I don't understand it myself, but
you and I both, we're not technical people, so you know, I would be cautious to say it's going to be restored today. The best thing I can do is provide time frames or feedback once I've gone back to site and engaged with the technical experts that are there. But I think the little glimmer of hope is that they are on site and they currently are working.
Okay, so that's point number one, and we'll be keeping the lines tight and looking for those updates throughout the course of today, and we'll love to put them out on air as we get them here on Radio Life and Style. Then, for those community members that are feeling powerless in more ways than one, literally without electricity and frustrated, because what can they do to try and ensure that a situation like this doesn't unfold again and impact every aspect of life? What would your message be?
So Mike, I think there's two components to answering that. And then the first one would be, what can we as the opposition or as councillors do to highlight this electricity crisis? And the things that we are going to be doing, and certainly what I am going to be doing after this engagement, is I'm going to be writing to the municipal manager and to the head of electricity to ask for a full review of service level agreements with contractors, because, you know, there should be time frames within those service level agreements already for contractors to go to site, and also they simply can't abandon the site until all repairs are concluded. So that's the one aspect of it. The second thing we're going to be asking for is a complete review of the internal capacity. We are the fastest growing municipality in KZN, and if there's inadequate internal capacity to deal with outages of this magnitude, it's quite telling, and it then is a crisis, because it means that we simply can't grow our local economy.
Yeah.
The other aspect is that in 2020, council had adopted a way leave and a retention policy, which means that all external contractors or service providers that are coming to work within a municipal jurisdiction, they need to formalize a way leave application. And that clearly hasn't happened in this case. And it goes back to local government having these great policies and bylaws, which simply are not being implemented. And then a complete communication breakdown, which we've spoken about.
That process of a way leave application, what would that do in terms of improving communication between contractors and ensuring something like this didn't happen?
So I don't think it's necessarily a result of improving communication, but I think it's a case of contractors being more informed in terms of where your basic services are. So they would get a way leave map to indicate exactly where your critical services are,
okay,
so that the excavators and the heavy plant don't hit these inevitably causing a 4-day or a 3-day electricity outage.
So clearly that didn't happen in this case.
It didn't. I can confirm that didn't happen. I have it on record that it hasn't happened. Mike, to answer the second component of answering your question, next year is going to be a very, very crucial national and provincial election. And if residents and the country as a whole are highly disgruntled with the political framework as it is, the difference that they can make is at the ballot box in 2024. And that is why residents need to go out, get registered to vote here in KZN. It is such an exciting time because the DA and the IFP, we have signed a very historical service delivery pact. And that service delivery pact means that we are only 3% away from gaining an outright majority in the provincial government in 2024. And that is going to be a catalyst for local government elections in 2026. And we need to encourage every single unregistered voter out there to go out and register to vote and make a difference in May 2024.
Wow. And that's a powerful note to end on, and definitely, you know, to fight the scourge of voter apathy, that's a message that we can get behind wholeheartedly. As far as the current power crisis and outage affecting Greater Salt Rock Sheffield, we will be looking for information and updates as they flow our way today. Privy, if you could keep us in the loop, we'd be very grateful, and looking to have hopefully an update by this afternoon, and possibly a telephonic chat or another interview on the afternoon show with Dave to see where things are at and what the picture is looking like heading into the weekend. What do you say?
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Mike. I would like to accept that opportunity to provide an update later on in the day to the residents of Ward 22. Thank you.
Fantastic. You're hearing the word right here, the update on your local station, Radio Life and Style, and from my special guest, Ward 22 Councillor Privy Muckin. And keep your ears on the radio. Friday, 28th of July, 2023, live from the heart of Bolito, and bringing you back to the music.